Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and I'm so glad you've joined me on today's weekday podcast. One of my favorite books that I read in 2020 was entitled Bright Hope for Tomorrow, written by one of my favorite authors, Jim Dennison. In that book, he tells the story of how Temple University was founded in 1888 by Dr. Russell Conwell. Dr. Conwell raised at that time $7 million by traveling all over America and telling the following story more than 6,000 times. Now imagine that, crossing across the country back and forth with the difficulty of what travel would have been like in 1888, telling this story I'm about to share with you 6,000 times. It's a true story entitled Acres of Diamonds. It goes like this. There was once an African farmer who heard tales of settlers making millions by discovering diamond mines. He became so excited that he sold his farm and spent the rest of his life wandering over the vast African continent, searching unsuccessfully for diamonds everywhere he looked. Finally, in a fit of despair, while he was broke and desperate, he threw himself into a river and he drowned. Meanwhile, the man who bought his farm found a large and unusual stone in one of its streams. The stone turned out to be a diamond of enormous value. He soon discovered other diamonds on the farm, and it became one of the world's richest diamond mines. You know, you and I stand in acres of diamonds. Each of us has available to us the most awesome power in the universe, the omnipotence of our Creator, the divine God, the power which spoke all of this world, this entire universe, into its being, the power that creates the miracle of life itself, the power which rules over all that exists. How is it that that power is available to us? And it is available to us through prayer. Think about it. Name your challenge. Name your fear. Name your burden. Identify the fear or the worry that makes it difficult for you to stand publicly for your Lord in our fallen and awful culture. Now, let's take this issue to the judge of the universe, who is also your father and friend, and then discover that his power is greater than any problem any of us have, whatever it may be. Luke makes a clear point of the parable of the persistent widow as she prays. In Luke 18:1, it says to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. To the effect that means for the purpose that, not to lose heart. It means not to become weary or give in to evil. You can trust the Lord God. Paul used the phrase for the same purpose when he testified in 2 Corinthians 4:1, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart. He added, we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. Friend, listen, this is what it's all about. Jesus simply describing things as they are in Luke 18:2. A judge who neither feared God nor respected man. He had no accountability, no higher court. He was the law unto himself. But friend, a widow came and she was persistent and God honored that. In this story, God is not the judge. God is honoring this woman. Friend, listen, be aware that we ought always to pray and not lose heart. Everything that we have before us is in the hands of our Creator God. Whatever it is you are dealing with today, His power is greater than that concern, and He cares deeply about hearing from you. So no matter what you're dealing with today, I promise you, God is more than capable of coping with it, dealing with it, fixing it, or replacing it. So bring your cares to Him. And if you said, but I've already done that, then continue to bring your cares to Him because He cares for you. God bless you, friend, and thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.